All right, check it out. So I'm done. My podcast is done for today. It's done for tomorrow. And for all I know, this is going to be the podcast for the day after. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm on Patreon. Patreon.com/thehappywhisk. And I'm on Patreon. And I have my cartoons that I put in for my AnchorCast. So AnchorCast, you can have different pictures, different thumbs for each cast if you want. Well, I like to draw little stick figure cartoons and make little signs and play with colors and stuff like that. But when I was on Patreon, whenever I would look, so now I'm on here, I'm looking through my published posts. Now, my little cartoon is small enough that the whole thing can be seen. Where before, and I'm still working through them, they're too big. They come out through the email fine, but they're too big, so the picture itself is getting chopped up. You can't really see the cartoon. Well, I just found out today, I was like, well, I'm on here and I'm uploading for a scheduled post. I'm thinking, what if I make it smaller? What if I do my 1x1 smaller? Let's see what happens. And I did. I did 200 by 200 pixels and I changed out the old one, which was like 800 or 1100 or some kind of big number like that. Now you can see my little thumb on each one. So scrolling down my Patreon, you can see the entire cartoon. Whoosh. Hello Monday. Doing the unjumble. It looks like it's still hard to see those words, but I can see the entire cartoon. 44. Yeah, baby. By the way, I hit my 44 podcast. In case you didn't hear, that was last week and that was pretty cool. But on here, it's kind of neat. Now, when I do my YouTube videos on here, there's not much I can do about that because Anchor is a squared and YouTube is a 16:9 ratio. So there's that. But for the stuff that I do, I can change it. All right. What's my point? I'm 2 minutes in and I haven't even gotten to my point. For me, this is worth it to go back through my podcast that I've posted on Patreon and resize these thumbs. This is time that I find to be worth it. There are things that I find that are not worth the time. And I think in creating and in sharing, it's good to know that because we have to do, I can speak for me, I have to do so many different things, so many different platforms and different shares and all this kind of stuff. So I'm not gonna redo everything, right? There's some things that are gonna go and they're gonna be like that and they're gonna stay like that. And that's okay with me. But something like this where someone can come on and actually see all these little cartoons. And I like it. I like it. I like going on here and seeing. Oh, I can see. I love the whoosh one. That's my favorite. Whoosh. That's my favorite one. My little whoosh cartoon. And I like that. So for me, that is worth the time. And here's the thing about time. I don't get aggravated. And this happened, I don't even know how long ago this happened, where I changed my thinking. I changed the way I think. Where I used to come on and be like, boy, it takes 2 hours to do this video, to edit this video, to get it all out, to get it tagged, to get it, takes longer than that. But let's just say 2 hours for that. I used to be aggravated by that. And then I changed my thinking and decided I wasn't going to be aggravated because it's a waste of my time. It's robbing me of time to work, spending in aggravation mode. So I decided I wasn't going to be aggravated by it. I was going to accept it. I was going to learn how much time it took me to do something. How much time does it take? So like an unattached awareness type of thing. Or unattached, because I don't feel emotional about it. I don't feel aggravated about it. Let me see. How long does it really take me to do a podcast? I'll say podcast because we're talking about podcasts right now. How long does it take me to draw a cartoon, resize it, upload it to various platforms, write the captions, move it over to YouTube, put it on Anchor? How long does all of that really take? And the same thing with writing a blog post. How long does that take? How about this mushroom soup video or this nut cheese video? How much time am I putting into it? So instead of fighting it, I'm embracing it. And I don't know when the switch made. It's been a while now, so much so that aggravation just doesn't even come into play, in the sense that, like, maybe in the past I'd be like, oh man, I've got to change all these sums out. That's going to take a whole lot of time. But now I'm just like, no, I want to change them out. But I made sure that my other stuff was done first. The other work was done first, because there's priority. And that's important too. So there's priority and then there's time spent. But I just don't have it in me anymore to be aggravated about how long it takes to do something. It takes me that long. It takes me that long. It takes me that long to do this. It takes me that long to do that. That's the way it is. And now I've embraced it as part of the job, as part of the gig, as part of what I do. And here's the benefit of that for me. Since I've done that, things have gotten quicker and smoother, because I'm not wasting my time being aggravated that it takes me 15,000 hours to do this. Instead, I'm like, all right, it takes me 15,000 hours to do this. Might as well get a cup of tea. How about make some raspberry tea and sit down and get this done? And now, since I've let go of that, I'm fully immersed in getting the stuff out there, and it's smoother and faster. And I don't know if that's of help to anybody. That's where I am. That's what I wanted to talk about today. And I'm just going to continue changing out some of these thumbs. I won't get them all done. And that's another thing. I will not get them all done this session, because I have other things that need attention today. And that's okay too. I don't feel aggravated like, oh, I didn't get it all done. Oh, I didn't finish. That's a whole nother can of worms. And for me, it's all about where I'm putting my energy. I don't want to spend time being aggravated that something takes too long or that I didn't finish a task completely. It just robs me of time. That's all it does. It robs me of time, and time is, you know what? It's really important, and I need to be putting it in the right area. So if this has helped you, fantastic. If you have anything to input about it, fantastic. If you've I don't know, if you got something to say about time or how you manage it or what aggravates you about your craft, share it. Fantastic. You know what I think about Anchor? I think it's fantastic. I'm not going to call this podcast fantastic, but I could if I want to. All right, guys, that is it for me. I am Ivy the Happy Whisk. You can find me at youtube.com/thehappywhisk. I kind of jumbled my words there. YouTube.com/thehappywhisk or YouTube.com/Ivy's Test Kitchen, or head on over to Patreon and throw a buck in the tip jar. I am Patreon.com/thehappywhisk, or head on over to Patreon.com/Gothridge Manor and get yourself some NPC cards. That's right. That's my husband. Go over, check out Gothridge Manor, check out The Happy Whisk, and I will see you guys in the next podcast. I am out.